This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of tibial nerve, from the nerves of the lower extremity subsection under the anatomy topic on orthobullets.com. So in this episode, we'll go over the innervation, origin, course, terminal branches, as well as nerve injury and clinical conditions related to the tibial nerve. So starting with innervation, the motor component of the tibial nerve innervates the gastrocnemius, popliteus, soleus, tibialis posterior, flexor digitorum longus, flexor hallucis longus, abductor hallucis, flexor digitorum brevis, flexor hallucis brevis, the foot lumbricals, the quadratus plantae, flexor digiti minimi, adductor hallucis, foot interossei, and the abductor digiti minimi. The sensory component of the tibial nerve provides an articular branch to the knee joint. It also provides the sural nerve branch, which runs distal with the small saphenous vein, anastomoses with a branch from the peroneal nerve, continues distal on the lateral aspect of the Achilles tendon, and terminates as the lateral dorsal cutaneous nerve of the foot. Keep in mind there are no reflexes associated with the tibial nerve. As far as the origin, the tibial nerve arises from the sciatic nerve, which stems from the lumbosacral plexus and specifically receives contributions from L4 to S3 roots. Off the tibial nerve comes the medial plantar nerve and the lateral plantar nerve. As far as the course of the tibial nerve, again, it originates from the sciatic nerve. It then splits from the sciatic nerve in the distal thigh, passes through the popliteal fossa, runs under the arch of the soleus, continues distally on the undersurface of the soleus, and passes into the foot posterior to the medial malleolus. Moving on to terminal branches, the two terminal branches of the tibial nerve include the medial plantar nerve and the lateral plantar nerve. The medial plantar nerve runs under the abductor hallucis and is superficial to the flexor digitorum brevis. The medial plantar nerve gives motor branches to the abductor hallucis, flexor digitorum brevis, flexor hallucis brevis, and the first lumbrical. The medial plantar nerve gives sensory branches to the plantar medial 3.5 digits and the medial 3.5 dorsal nail beds. The lateral plantar nerve runs between the flexor digitorum brevis and quadratus plantae. It gives motor branches to the quadratus plantae, flexor digiti minimi, adductor hallucis, interossei, three lateral lumbricals, and the abductor digiti minimi. The lateral plantar nerve gives sensory branches to the lateral plantar surface, the lateral one half of the toes, and the lateral one half of the dorsal nail beds. As far as nerve injury and clinical conditions, tibial nerve injury can result from direct trauma or peripheral neuropathy, which is less common. This can lead to loss of ankle and toe plantar flexion, weakened foot inversion, and sensory loss to the plantar aspect of the foot. Okay, so to quickly review once again, with respect to innervation, the motor component of the tibial nerve innervates the gastrocnemius, popliteus, soleus, tibialis posterior, flexor digitorum longus, flexor hallucis longus, abductor hallucis, flexor digitorum brevis, flexor hallucis brevis, the foot lumbricals, the quadratus plantae, flexor digiti minimi, adductor hallucis, foot interossei, and the abductor digiti minimi. The sensory component of the tibial nerve provides an articular branch to the knee joint. It also provides the sural nerve branch, which runs distal with the small saphenous vein, anastomoses with a branch from the peroneal nerve, continues distal on the lateral aspect of the Achilles tendon, and terminates as the lateral dorsal cutaneous nerve of the foot. Keep in mind there are no reflexes associated with the tibial nerve. As far as the origin, the tibial nerve arises from the sciatic nerve, which stems from the lumbosacral plexus and specifically receives contributions from L4 to S3 roots. Off the tibial nerve comes the medial plantar nerve and the lateral plantar nerve. As far as the course of the tibial nerve, again, it originates from the sciatic nerve. It then splits from the sciatic nerve in the distal thigh, passes through the popliteal fossa, runs under the arch of the soleus, continues distally on the undersurface of the soleus, and passes into the foot posterior to the medial malleolus. Moving on to terminal branches, the two terminal branches of the tibial nerve include the medial plantar nerve and the lateral plantar nerve. The medial plantar nerve runs under the abductor hallucis and is superficial to the flexor digitorum brevis. The medial plantar nerve gives motor branches to the abductor hallucis, flexor digitorum brevis, flexor hallucis brevis, and the first lumbrical. The medial plantar nerve gives sensory branches to the plantar medial 3.5 digits and the medial 3.5 dorsal nail beds. The lateral plantar nerve runs between the flexor digitorum brevis and quadratus plantae. It gives motor branches to the quadratus plantae, flexor digiti minimi, adductor hallucis, interossei, three lateral lumbricals, and the abductor digiti minimi. The lateral plantar nerve gives sensory branches to the lateral plantar surface, the lateral one half of the toes, and the lateral one half of the dorsal nail beds. As far as nerve injury and clinical conditions, tibial nerve injury can result from direct trauma or peripheral neuropathy, which is less common. This can lead to loss of ankle and toe plantar flexion, weakened foot inversion, and sensory loss to the plantar aspect of the foot. That's all for this review about the tibial nerve. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.